Listen to this news. Harjinder Kong appointed to boost UK South Asia trade, strengthen economic ties. Harjinder Kong has been named the UK's Trade Commissioner to South Asia and Deputy High Commissioner for Western India, with the goal of leading the country's overseas efforts to promote trade, investment, trade policy, and export finance. Kong, previously the chief negotiator for the UK-India Free Trade Agreement, will play a critical role in implementing the pact, potentially unlocking significant opportunities for UK businesses. In his new position as Trade Commissioner for South Asia, Kong will facilitate business opportunities for the UK while contributing to the growth of sustainable, resilient, and productive economies throughout the region, according to a UK government statement. UK Business and Trade Secretary, Kemi Badenoch, expressed confidence in Kang's ability to build on the UK's impressive trade record in South Asia, stating, "He has been an integral part of our India trade deal negotiating team and I'm confident he will use that experience to expand opportunities for British businesses in untapped markets." South Asia, with its economy worth over £3.2 trillion and a growing population, presents a wealth of potential for UK businesses and consumers. Kong expressed his commitment to cultivating robust relationships between the UK and South Asia, saying, "I am deeply committed to fostering strong relationships between the UK and South Asia and am excited about the opportunities ahead as we strengthen our economic ties and forge new partnerships in the region to create jobs, promote innovation and drive economic growth at home and abroad." Prior to joining the Department for Business and Trade, Kong spent nearly 3 decades at AstraZeneca, eventually becoming the Global Commercial Director, where he focused on creating affordable pharmaceutical solutions for underdeveloped regions. He is also a member of the Council of the University of Birmingham. Textile and apparel. Vietnam's apparel industry suffers as US regulations hit hard.